Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Hey, welcome back to another episode, another week of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, T-Bone, and this week we're going to get very simple, and we're going to answer three objections holding your patients back. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. So let's talk about the three objections. But before we get there, let me bring you a message from our sponsor, 3D Dentists. Listen, 3D Dentists is all about providing you education and programs that help you remove the barriers and create simplicity in your practice so you can take control of your practice and watch it grow and help your team members and help your life get better. So if you want to join our mastermind, you want to come through our business boot camp, you want to take our clinical education programs, we'd love to see you. You can learn more at www.3d-dentists.com and make this the year that you take control of your practice and let 3D Dentists help guide you along the way. So let's get into the three objections holding your patients back. Look, I don't know what it is, but I feel like a broken record. I keep saying that over and over again, but it was drilled into me. Like my first CE class I ever went to, maybe it was luck or whatever it was, that there are three things holding patients back. That's time, fear, and money. And our goal is to address those three objections and you will improve your case acceptance, okay? Time, fear, and money. So this week, I want to take a few minutes to kind of address how we're overcoming these three objections in our practice: time, fear, and money, okay? So let's talk about time. Time is twofold, okay? Time is the dentist's time and then the patient's time. Let's talk about the dentist's time first. We believe in a concept called priority scheduling, where we set aside time in our schedule specifically for patients that want to get their dentistry done in a fewer well-planned visits, and or specifically set aside time for specific types of procedures we want to do more of. And too many of you are allowing your schedule to just be this hole of things that we just stuff in there, and then we never have the time to do the procedures we want, or we end up having to make the time to do the procedures we want by coming in early, by staying late, by working through lunch, all the things that affect our personal life, okay? Now, the second part of time is our patient's time. And I know this is going to sound weird, but I want you to go back and start doing this for a week and see what your patients say. I want you to say, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, if we could do all your dentistry in as few as one visit, would you be interested in that? Or would you prefer that? And you'll be shocked at what the answer is going to be. The answer is probably going to be yes, but. Okay, and that's what we want. You want them to say, yes, I'd prefer that, but how much does it cost? Is it gonna hurt? Is it, you know, all those things. Because those are buying questions. Those are moving the patient down the funnel, okay? So I want you to look at the patient's time, okay, in terms of would you like to do this in one visit if possible, okay? And then the other parts of time is find a way to get clinically a little bit more efficient. You know, the little things like, you know, when you walk into the room, is it ready to go? Have the intro scans been done? Have the consent been done? Have the questions been answered? So that when you're in there, you're ready to work. It's also why another area that I think makes us more efficient, and it's going to sound counterintuitive, is actually working out of one operatory. You know, not jumping from room to room. I know that if I jump up to go do a hygiene check, yeah, it's only 5 minutes, but somehow I never get back before 10 or 15 minutes because then I get distracted by something else, or I go here, or I go there, and things, and my flow gets out of whack. So you can be a little bit more efficient with your procedures. So that's kind of addressing the time part of time, fear, and money. Now let's address the fear. Now, the easiest way and the way we should all be addressing fear at a minimum is we should make our office inviting. In other words, you know, does it smell like dentistry? You know, do you have TVs in there? Do you have headphones for them? What do you have to kind of, what I call the creature comforts, you know, the VIP creature comforts that help make your practice stand out in fear? But here's the truth. Who doesn't do those things nowadays? Who doesn't have a TV in their ceiling? Who doesn't have headphones or a blanket or things like that to help alleviate fear? You know, we can all talk about how we give the best shots in the world, but the truth is, it's still a shot. Nobody wants a shot in their mouth, okay? No patient wants that. So really, to me, the answer to how we address fear is we offer sedation. Now, we've talked about this in the past. There's three levels of sedation. There's oral sedation, IV sedation, and general sedation. In our practice, we have options for all three. I provide the oral sedation, we provide the IV sedation, and then we bring an anesthesiologist in to provide the deep IV sedation and or the general anesthesia. Now, again, another question. You know, if you asked your patients, would they prefer to have this done with sedation versus waiting for them to ask, or you, even worse, will you kind of tell them this is not something you need sedation for? My general rule with sedation is when we start getting into appointments that are more than 2 hours long, I start pushing sedation as an option. Quite frankly, I'd want the sedation if I were the patient. So my close to something like that might be like, hey, Mrs. Jones, your next visit's gonna be about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and we can look at doing that with sedation if you'd like, or I highly recommend considering sedation for that. So that's really the main way of addressing fear is, of course, you know, the creature comforts, the soft skills of talking to people nicely, not being abrupt and things like that, and taking your time, hearing them, listening to them. But all of that kind of goes away if you just provide them with sedation because they don't remember a lot of those things. So if you're looking for a good oral sedation class, we have that here at 3D Dentists, and we'd love to help you with that. So that addresses time fear out of the time, fear, and money part. Now let's talk about money, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. Money to me is all about payment plans. We live in a world where dentistry is surprisingly expensive. And especially when we try to start doing fewer well-planned visits, money gets in the way. It's the main, honestly, it's the main objection for most of our patients. So having a financial menu, which we've talked about so much on this podcast, with third-party options so that you can give your patients payment plans. And when it comes to third parties, you know, the company doesn't matter. I like to have a 1-year option, a 2-year option, a 3-year option, a 5-year option, and a 7-year option for our patients. So we present all five long-term payment plan options with up to every single patient on our financial menu. And this really alleviates the money part of it. And what you'll find when you alleviate money is kind of two things are going to happen. One, at the basic level, your patients are going to do more dentistry at one time because you're going to start asking them if they'd like to do more dentistry in a single visit, and then you're going to find a way to make it affordable by working through payment plans. The second thing that's going to happen is you're going to start doing more of the dentistry you like to do, the bigger ticket items, aligners, implants, cosmetic dentistry, sleep apnea, all these different things that we promote here at 3D Dentists. And honestly, when you learn the clinical skills and then you learn how to very specifically and universally start addressing time, fear, and money, you will start seeing the objections holding your patient back go away. I hope you found this week's episode helpful, very simplistic, to the point. I promise you, if you put these three things into place, you will start seeing an immediate impact in your practice. Listen, if you enjoyed what we talk about, the simplicity of what we talk about, the business aspects of what we talk about, I want you to consider to apply for our 3D Mastermind. It's an amazing coaching program that will help you take back control of your practice, do more of the dentistry you love, take more time off, and make more money. And it will help get your team members and having an ownership mentality. So you can visit our practice, our website to apply for the 3D Mastermind. It's an application-only program that we run, and it's phenomenal. So go to www.3d-dentists.com, or you can reach out to me or Meredith, and we'll get you in touch and help you schedule a strategy call to see if the Mastermind would be a great program for you. We'll see you guys next week.